Good afternoon, Audio Boo. Dean Reed here. Where am I now? I'm at Darley Abbey, which is on the north side of Derby. And it's another very historic site. I'm just looking at the mill now. I've just crossed the river, but then I've decided to turn back and go to the pub. For those that don't know, excuse me, I'm just a bit angry. For those that don't know, I use an iPhone to track my route, and obviously I'm using my iPhone to talk to you now via Audio Boo. And to keep my phone charged on long distance trips, I use a little device with a solar panel called a Power Monkeys Extreme. And it's not just solar powered, it's got a battery with it as well that you can either charge up through the wall socket at home, or you can use the solar panel to charge it up. You can use the panel to charge your phone, or you can charge your phone from the battery. But to do all this, you obviously need a cable that fits your device. And I got an iPhone adapter with the Power Monkey when it came, and that failed quite quickly, actually. And that was while I was in, where was I now? Let me think. I was in the Peak District and it failed, so I had to turn the phone off. So, to save some battery for emergencies. And I'm now around about 12 miles into my 55 to 70 mile trip, and that cable has failed me again, the replacement that I've got. So this may well be my last boo until I can sort something out, because I'm going to have to turn the phone off. Obviously I'm using a site called shareyouradventure.com as well, which plots my route that's being broadcast from my phone. So I'm going to have to turn that off as well. So I'm going to be walking in radio silence for a couple of days, I think, possibly, unless one of my kind friends or my very kind girlfriend will drop me off a cable. But I will keep you updated. If I can't turn the phone back on, because I'm down to around about 30% battery now, if I can't get any news to you, then when I do get home or do get a cable, then I'll update you a little bit more. But it's a shame, really, because I was quite enjoying sharing the adventure and booing as well along the way. I've been recording some snippets to edit together for a podcast for PeakRoots.com that I've been working on, and it's a shame, really. The way itself was quite nice up until Derby. I mean, Derby's a nice little city, but there's some very derelict areas by the river, and there's been some work to improve the riverfront, which also means that some of the path that I've been walking has been closed off, so I've had to take some diversions. I just got to a little spot beyond Darley Mill, which just went to nothing, and the way marking of the trail isn't that great at this particular point, so I'm going to get the map out and consult that and just figure out which way to go next. But while I've got the battery to do so, I thought I'd give you a quick update. I've just turned round, and I thought, because it peed me off about the cable and also peed me off about the fact that the route's not very well waymarked, I thought the best way to do, the best thing to do would be to go to the pub and sit and just enjoy the sound of the river falling over this little weir next to Darley Mill. It's beautiful, actually. I've just crossed the toll bridge and then crossed back again. And it says on the sign there, toll, £1. So that should have cost me £2, but there's no one there today. So I'm £2 up, so that's earned me a pint, really. Well, a pint of water, perhaps. Not, you wouldn't get a pint of ale for £2. Not here, anyway. Okay, so that's my little rant over. I will calm down, and I will carry on. And I will speak to you again soon. Bye for now. Just a quick update. I managed to get a pint for £1.80, so that sure told me. Bye for now.